You're listening to the voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics, WWKY. Broadcast sponsors include Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Citizens Bank, Furniture World Superstore, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Meek Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, The Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
The pitch on the campus of Bourbon County High School. It's 10th region semifinal baseball action. The George Rogers Clark High School versus the Mason County Royals. Hi, everybody. I'm Lynn Midden along with Joel Bennett. We'll be doing your play-by-play. And Joel just gets here and puts a headset on. On paper, this looks to be a mismatch, Joel, but in tournament time, you never call it before it's played.
No, that we've had too many upsets already, Lynn, as far as state. We've had multiple region champions crowned yesterday, and there'll be more coming up this week. But, you know, when you look at the wins that Mason County's had against GRC, hey, two of the three have been in region tournament play. So, yeah, anything can happen.
Well, the big upset the other night, I guess Harrison County, one of the co-favorites in this regional, upset by a good Mason County team 4-3 in eight innings. So look for a battle here this afternoon.
We've seen a good tournament this week. Pitching dominated in the Bracken County game that they played against Bourbon County. Saw a suicide squeeze to try to tie the game, you know, and that's just the way it goes. And the winner tonight will play again. They'll be in the championship tomorrow, the second game coming up. That looks to be a good one, too. But Clark is the favorite on paper. How do you think they're going to go with the pitching?
Jordan Charlize is going to start tonight for him, and the lineup will remain the same. Cam McAlpin leads off. J.P. Gaines bats second. Abram Howard is a third batter. Caden Spicer hits in the cleanup. Brady Davis hits fifth. Ben Fulks is a sixth batter. Abe Mullins bats seventh. Carter Maynard bats eighth. And Tyler Howie is the ninth batter.
Yeah, when this formula of starting Solis worked out good for Coach Eddie Brooks in the district tournament, we'll see how it rolls here. Cardinals on a big winning streak, Glenn. They have won nine in a row,
yep.
And they have won 15 out of their last 16 ball games. So this is a very strong GRC team.
Jordan Solis with a 1.24 ER will be the starter, but Clark is the visitors here this afternoon. Starting pitching for Mason County, Brady Mefford has a 5.20 ERA. And the left-hander wears number 44.
All right.
Defensively for the Royals, Connor Butler plays center field. The right fielder is Kyle Kearns, and the left fielder is Micah Payne. Nathan Biscotti plays third. Lansing Silly is the shortstop. Roscoe Fite is the second baseman. Cole Hortz plays first. Brady Mefford is on the mounds, we mentioned, and the battery mate Nick Maines. So Mefford and Maines, a battery mate for the Royals. As I said, a 5.20 coming in. A record for Mason County, 18-15 coming in. They have a team batting average of 289 and a team ERA of 4.04. This top of the order can do some damage as they all hit 300 or better in the top four hitters. Upset one of the favorites, as we mentioned, Harrison County. Big upset the other night, 4-3 in eight innings.
One of the things I think we can look for the Cardinals to do, Lynn, in this ball game, and that's run. This team, they've made their living, so to speak, on the base pass running, but you got to get on base to do it. But I think they can run on this junior catcher, Maines.
I agree. I looked the other night, and he had trouble with Harrison County.
Sure did. Sure did. So that can be a big, big issue for.
I think that's one of the big keys, as it usually is with the Cardinals.
Well, the lefty Medford starts off with a fastball, tails outside for ball one. McAlpin in there batting. McAlpin, one of your textbook leadoff guys. He's got a good discerning eye at the plate. He can work a count, and when he gets on, he is fleet-footed.
330 batting average coming in tonight's action.
Medford pitching and pitches down, and it's now a 2-1 count. Mason County fans well in attendance here and
wanted
that call as well as the bench. 2-1 good hitter count for McAlpin. Medford's pitch, one of its better fastballs, but it rides high and away, and it's 3-1. Beautiful day for baseball. Game time temperature about just in the upper 70s. Here's a pitch that got away, and that's going to be ball four, and Cam McAlpin's on with a leadoff walk. And that could spell a little game action for GRC.
Yep, look for him to go. That's one of their keys is base running, defense, and pitching. They're the three keys that made this GRC team successful.
You know, in the last time we saw him get into this kind of position in region play, I don't want to jinx anything, but they couldn't get on. But that hasn't been the case in this regional tournament. Medford's going to throw over and back in.
Clark's had timely hitting. They haven't got a number of hits, but when they do, they bunch them and have been successful the first two games of this tournament.
We saw the bottom of the lineup deliver, Lenny, in the district tournament, and this table-setting top has been good here lately. Off-speed pitch catches the outside corner for a call strike. J.P. Gaines, a batter up here, right-hander, drove in two runs in the opening round of the region game.
326 and average.
He's a guy that he doesn't look at too many pitches. So
free swinger.
Yeah, he likes to swing the bat and put it in play. Only 8 walks on the season. He's a senior. You hailed him as the best catcher in the region. I think I have to endorse that. He's a fine player and a good guy, too.
Yep.
0-1 count to Gaines. Check of McAlpin. He's going. Slipped and fell, and it's a ground ball, and it takes the second baseman 2 seconds, and he throws just in time to get Gaines. Had he not been covering the bag, Lynn, that might have scooted into the outfield.
He could have run. He was going, and they went over towards second, makes the play, hit right to him. 4-3 put out.
Well, that's going to bring Abram Howard to the plate. Freshman shortstop for GRC has found his hitting eye lately. We had mentioned he had gone 0 for 11, 1 for 13, but he got in regional play, and he's had a couple of hits. He bats here with McAlpin at second and a changeup down and away for a ball from Medford, the lefty.
Big lead for McAlpin down at second.
Yeah, he lost his footing whenever he wanted to release and go. Got a nice walking lead. This pitch away, and Medford's having trouble with the strike zone right now. Howard looking down at third base coach Eddie Brooks.
Be on time, drive the baseball was Eddie's command.
Well, he's ahead in the count 2-0. Check of the runner at second. Medford pitching. And he gave him a fastball strike on the outside corner.
The pitch there painted that corner.
I agree. That's where it needed to be, and that's where Medford delivered it.
Got it again, go the other way.
Well, he's got a good count to run on, 2-1. McAlpin not going, and foul tip as Abram Howard just got the end of the bat on the ball.
Out in front of that one.
Spicer on deck. One away and one on here in the top of the first, here in the semifinals, 10th region tournament.
Clark the visitors tonight.
GRC, they are. They're sporting those gray Cardinal uniforms. Mm-hmm. Look pretty sharp.
Yep.
Medford's pitch, he tried a breaking pitch, took something off of it for a changeup. It wasn't close, and he's thrown a lot of pitches here in this first inning. Full count. Now to Abram Howard. Howard, a right-handed batter, waiting. Medford, the lefty, delivers. Boy, and that pitch just off. That was a tough one to take. But
Abrams waited for just a second, and he got ball four.
So that's going to put runners at first and second with Caden Spicer coming up. Spicer, the RBI guy for this club. He's got almost two times as many RBIs as the next closest teammate to him.
Mr. RBI, 321 coming in.
More RBI than hits. So when he puts it in play, he makes it count. First pitch from Medford, ball outside. You know, I think if you're the Clark batters right now, I mean, I don't know if you want to look too much in a count, but until he throws you a strike, let him work. There's one down and in, and that's called a strike.
Defense straight away. Right fielder swinging around a little bit to the...
Yeah, they planned straight away, medium depth.
Right field's hugging the line a bit. He's well over to the...
Well, the only long balls I've seen hit in this tournament have been to left field. You got 365 and 375 in the power alleys and a terrace to go with it. Here's a 2-1 to Spicer. And a foul tip right into the mitt. She had a big cut on that, but Maine's able to hold on to it.
2-2. Two on.
Well, here's a decision pitch coming from Medford. He doesn't want to run it full because they can run the bases, and it's outside, and it's going to go full. Spicer followed it all the way into the mid of Maine's.
Good take. It was off the plate.
It sure was. So now with one out, two on, full count. Spicer chokes up on that bat a little bit. Big hole there on the left side between short and third, and he got him. Swing and a miss.
Took something off of that.
He did. He got him out in front of it.
Gearing up for that fast one.
He was down on strikes. Yeah, he was swinging a little early on that. Well, that's going to bring up Brady Davis, the DH for the Cardinals. Good power. 6'2 senior right-hand batter. Cards with two on and two out. Medford pitching. Davis hits it on the button right into center, but played well, and Medford gets out of the jam. No runs, no hits, no errors. They left two on. The Cards did. We move to the bottom of the first here in this scoreless game. Mason coming up, 10th Region Tournament right here on WWKY. Back in a minute.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Tenth Region Tournament action. Jordan Solis, the senior lefty, goes to the hill for GRC as they get ready to take on Mason County. And Mason batting for the first time in the inning. Here with the lineup, Lynn's got it.
For the Royals, they'll go with Connor Butler leading off, batting second, Landon Silly. Roscoe Fight is the third batter, batting cleanup, Cole Horse. Batting fifth, Nathan Biscotti. Sixth batter is Nick Maines. Batting seventh, Cole Messer. Batting eighth, Brady Medford. Batting ninth is Micah Payne. Defensively for the Cardinals, there goes Maynard, McAlpin, and Fulks in the outfield. Abe Mullins and Caden Spicer on the corners, first, second, third, and first. Abram Howard and Towie Howie are in the middle, short and second. Jordan Solis and J.P. Gaines in the battery.
And again, mention the Cardinals looking sharp in their road grays. Red Sox, grand red hat, and it's Cardinals across the front. They take on Mason. Mason County wearing the white with a blue pinstripe. Royal color is a Royals uniform look. Swing and a miss. Butler swinging at Solis' fastball.
out in front of it.
Lynn, I've been around 5 years, I think, here, and it seems like Solis has been here every bit of that long pitching. Here's a fastball up and away for a ball. He's a guy, he's going to be around the plate. He's going to keep you in the games.
He's definitely started for 3 years, sophomore, junior, and this is senior year.
And the lefty kicks and deals, and it's grounded wide of third in the hole. Howard, long throw, won't get him. So good speed by Butler, and that's an infield single as once it got by Mullins, Howard, who's played a slick shortstop for GRC, just couldn't get there.
Got it, got rid of it, but throw a little high. Yeah. And Butler, with his good leadoff speed, beat that pretty easily. Looks like Mesa brought a good number of fans with them.
Oh, they have, yeah. They follow, travel well.
Yeah, they travel well, right.
Clark beat Mason earlier in the year, 18-4 in a regular season game.
Run ruled them.
But, boy, this region tournament, this is, you got to win to advance, swing and a miss.
Silly batting 387 is their best hit. Our fight is the best hitter, 404. But these top three or four can do some damage on this Mason team.
Yeah, Silly's he's a nice player.
He was a winning pitcher the other night. Throw hard up in the high 80s.
Yes. Here's a pitch, another good pitch. Nice location by Solis. They say below the knees, and that's 1-1 the count.
Looks like this umpire may have a tight strike zone.
The last Mason County win over GRC was a 9-inning, 7-6 home win back in May of 21. GRC's won the last three meetings, though. Oh, this ball gets by J.P. Gaines, and a pass ball will move up the runner. And now Mason County in business with a runner at second and nobody out in a 2-1 count to one of their top hitters, Landon Sisley. Working from the stretch, Solis, check of the runner, and pitching. Down and in, they say, and that's a ball, and it's 3-1. Last two pitches, same location. Couldn't get a call either way. These two teams met in the 10th region matchup back in 2022. Big nine-inning game. Here's a line drive. That's a base hit into center field. Over to cut it off is McAlpin. They're going to wave home Butler and throw to the plate, not nearly in time, and Mason County pumped up as they roll in with the game's first run. So a couple of hits, a pass ball, and
as we mentioned, this
you got to run.
Yeah, this top part of the lineup can hit the baseball. I saw the other night they could, and their averages show that. Fight, three-hitter, batting 404.
So Fight comes to the plate with a runner at first. Solis throw over, and it got by Spicer. Solis with an errant throw, and that's going to move up the runner. Silly goes to second. J.P. Gaines, senior, out to talk to his pitcher. Probably a good thing to do right now. Let's settle this thing down and sort it out. George Rogers Clark, last two games against Mason County, they play more frequent enough. I look back, it went all the way back to 2002. GRC has a 19-4 record against Mason County. But it's only a 3-2 edge, Lenny, in 10th region tournament play.
Right.
So he went a lot of regular season games when it's on the line. They still have an edge, but a one-game margin.
And Butler's trying to build this Royal program. Last two or three years, they've been pretty competitive.
Swinging with a full swing is Fight, and he fouls it straight back. Good cut on a Solis fastball. Cards need an out. Nobody out. One run in. Runner at second. Royals of Mason County batting here in the top of the first. Runner going. Solis bounces it up there. Gaines didn't have a shot at throwing.
Had to block it up.
He did. Now Mason County's got a runner at third. And for Fight, anything but a pop-up or a strikeout, and Mason can get a run. Solis with 1-1. pitching wide of the plate, and it's 2-1. On deck, Cole Horsch for the Royals, who have scored once. Cards playing even with the bag at the corners. They've got the infield back. They want an out. They don't want to give up a run, but they want an out, importantly. Here's one, line drive right field. That's a diving stop, and it's going to get by Fultz. It'll roll all the way to the fence. Fultz gets it, digging for third as the run scores, and Mason County with a 2-0 lead. Fight drives in, Silly for the second run.
Stand up triple. Right fielder Fultz dove after that one, hit right at his feet, but it got by him. Once it's by him, it's three bases.
So right now, time called by Coach Brooks is he's going to go out to the mound and talk to his senior hurler. Give us time. Lynn, you got a message you want to impart to us?
I do. Montgomery Tractor Sales has a small tractor, big versatility. The Massey Ferguson GC 1700 series tractor is built with the same rugged versatility Massey Ferguson designs into their entire lineup. It's ready to tackle lawns, gardens, anything else that comes your way. Small tractor, big versatility. The Massey Ferguson GC 1700 series is born to farm. See Montgomery Tractor Sales at Mount Sterling on the Winchester Road today for your Massey Ferguson, or contact MontgomeryTractorSales.com. Back to the lineup, the voice of the GRC athletic program, Joel Bennett.
Thank you, Lynn. Solis needs to get inspired, but he's missed there with a ball as he's pitching to the cleanup hitter with a runner still at third and nobody out. Now he comes in with a strike to Horsch. You know, that diving attempt in right field, I was reminded by Brian here that that's what happened in the Harrison game. That's how they got the run, Mason did. Same type play.
Oh, really?
Yeah, diving attempt at a sinking liner.
On their fourth run in that extra inning? Yeah.
Yep. So Horsch in at the plate, first baseman, right-handed batter, Solis pitching. Boy, he's not fooling anybody. They're tattooing it hard. And right now it's a three-run lead for Mason County, and Jordan's having problems again. He's not fooling anyone because they're hitting the ball solid. So I think Coach Brooks, he's getting the pitcher up. He's going to get him loosened up right now.
Four straight hits.
Mason County, third baseman, number eight, Nathan Piscotti.
Piscotti's going to step to the plate still. No outs. Runner at first, three runs in for the Royals. Solis pitching. Inside, down and in, that's a ball.
Piscotti at 247, finally out of the 300 range. His first four hitters, 300 and 400 hitters. I said at the top, they could do damage, and they have.
Well, they've hit sharp pitches. They've been hit right on the nose. Sinking liners, line drives up the middle, and here's a grounder in the hole. That's another hit into left field. And right now, again, don't mean to belabor the point, but Solis not fooling anybody right now.
That's
five straight hits for the Royals, as they like the way this is starting off for them.
That's for sure.
Coach Brooks standing up at the Cardinal dugout. Game sheet in hand, calling the play defensively. And Abe Mullins coming in on the grass at third. So is Spicer. Nick Maines, the catcher, batting. Takes a pitch on the outside corner at the knees for a strike.
Maines, 324, another 300 hitter down in the lineup, batting sixth.
He was a little bit perplexed by the call, but he's been back there in a swing and a miss, and he's down to count 0-2. He'll see some of those pitches.
Solis kind of disappointed early in the at-bats. Didn't get some of those low strikes and brought him up, and they hit him.
Yeah, he's fallen behind. Normally a guy that pitches ahead in the count. Boy, and he was around the plate on 0-2. You can't afford to throw a cookie or throw anything in there too fat, but he was just off the plate there. One ball, two strike count, two on, nobody out. Mason's still batting here in the first. They've scored three. Down and in, that'll even the count at 2-2. You mentioned Coach Butler of Mason County. He's third year as a head coach in Mason County. Had some turnover there. Fourth head coach in the past seven seasons. Here's a chopper hit to third. Mullins, Fields got one play to first, and that's it. They do nail Maines, but Mullins stayed with it. It high chopper. He couldn't get back to the bag for the force at third, so he had one play, and he made the right choice. As the Army commercial says, the right choice.
Yep, he did. The only choice he had.
Yep. So that moves up the runners to second and third, but there is one out. You got Cole Minson batting here, the DH.
200 hitter.
Right-handed batter. Waits on Solis. Jordan pitches. Gaines digs it out of the turf, and it's 1-1. So Mason County, if you're just joining us, started with five straight hits. Here's a changeup that's chopped to short. Abram Howard throwing to the plate.
And
but a run scores. Yeah, it was offline. If he had thrown it up the third baseline, but he sidearmed it and it tailed toward the first baseline, a run score, and Minson reaches on the fielder's choice.
That's the fourth one put up by Mason here in the first.
Sure is. Brady Medford, the pitcher batting now, choking up on that bat. He's up a good 3 inches, 4 inches on that handle. Left-handed batter facing the lefty, Solis, who wants to get out of this. Only one out for the Cards. This could be a bunt situation here. It's in the dugout of the turf, and it's 0-1. Solis' body action, or body language, not the most energetic right now. He's got to come on back. And he's still down and away in the turf.
When he works behind, it's trouble.
It's 2-0, and he's worked behind. You're right. Normally, we've seen him work ahead in the count.
Work down, work ahead. Miss those first low strikes, and looks like the umpire has a pretty strike zone. It's consistent. That's all you can ask.
Most of the guys have liked the low outside corner, and Brooks going out there, so this would indicate there's going to be a pitch and change, and Jordan Solis, the senior lefty, will be giving way now to Maddox Campbell, a guy who came in relief in the opening game when Haddon Cecil got in a bit of a jam. So Maddox Campbell, the 6'2 junior right-hander, he'll be taking over. We got a break in the action. We'll pause for 1 minute break. Mason County leading 4-0, first inning. More to come after this 1 minute break.
It's Furniture World Superstore's incredible Memorial Day sale with low, low holiday prices. Buy a leather reclining sofa with power headrest, just $11.99. Get the matching love seat free, plus half off select items. Living rooms and dining sets, half off. Bedrooms and mattresses, half off. Plus up to 60 months financing. The Memorial Day sale on now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World Building. See store for details.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
Maddox Campbell called on for GRC to try to quell this Mason County rally here in the first. He's pitching to a left-handed batting Brady Medford. Man, came with a hard fastball. Looked pretty good. They say he is outside. So
it's a tight strike zone.
Yeah, he inherited a 2-0 count. Now it's 3-0. And he's got to have a get-me-over fastball, and he tried to aim it, and it just went high. So now the bases are loaded. Things rolling Mason County's way right now, and they're going to send up Micah Payne. Left fielder comes to the plate.
Maddox Campbell has pitched 23 innings, given up 23 hits, 10 runs, 6 earned runs, 11 base on balls, 26 strikeouts, 2-1 record, and 1.83 ERA.
Well, he's going to need his best right now.
Yep.
Fastball over the top. He bores it in there for a called strike. Bases loaded, one out. Campbell working from the windup with the bases loaded, just coming into the game. Breaking pitch, nice curveball. Had a late break. Swinging over the top is Payne. It's 0-2.
Kind of handcuffed him a bit.
One out, bases juiced. Cards playing in on the corners. Campbell, fastball upstairs. Couldn't get the high swing, but a good purpose pitch with that. Mason scored four times. Cards trying to get out of it. Slow curve, and he's popped him up. Shallow left. Could be trouble. Coming hard. Making a catch out there for GRC. Nice running catch made. On the move was Carter Maynard.
Good break by Carter. Makes that play easily.
I saw it go up. I thought,
yeah,
it was our short.
Yeah, trouble, but he got a great break on it. He's got great speed.
He does. With Mullins playing in on the grass, you know, it. He couldn't retreat. Abram Howard had the best angle, but...
And it wasn't deep enough to score.
It was not. That is a luxury there.
Key.
Back to the top of the lineup, and here's one popped up back and out of play. You got Cannon Butler batting again. He led things off with a single, moved over to second to pass ball, and scored the first run of what would be four for Mason County. He's up there swinging again, and Campbell's peppering him fastballs, and he's behind in the count 0-2. Two outs, bases full. Mason County scored four times. Maddox Campbell, fastball just outside, and he was walking off the pitching mound and thinking he got a called strike three. Not the case.
Don't want to do that.
No, you don't want to do it. He's pitching here. Comes with a curveball, swing and a miss.
Put out the fire.
Yeah, he sure did. He was called in to quell the and put out the fire, as you say, and he was able to at least halt the scoring of Mason County. But the Royals put up four runs in the inning on five hits. There was an error, and they left the bases full. We played one inning. Cards coming up. They trail 4-0. Back in 1 minute.
You have questions about buying a home. The mortgage loan experts at Central Bank have answers. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing, or looking for something new, our Central Bankers offer fast, friendly support when you need it most, not weeks later. Don't let important questions about your future home go unanswered. Speak to a neighborhood Central Banker and make a move towards your dream home today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, loan subject to credit approval.
Kentucky's notably home to hoops, horses, bourbon, and fried chicken. Kentucky is also home to many locations of the John W. Clark Oil Company's Clark's Pump and Shop. Whether you're in Winchester, Moorhead, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, Vanceburg, or across our beautiful state, come into Clark's Pump and Shop, where you're always treated like family. For cold drinks, hot coffee, snacks, and more, it's Clark's Pump and Shop. Find your nearest location online or use their mobile app. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
High school baseball, 10th region. Baseball semifinal going on here at Bourbon County. Mason County with a 4-0 lead against GRC as the Cardinals bat here in the top of the second. Here with the next three scheduled hitters, Lynn Midden.
Up for the Cardinals is Ben Fulks, Abe Mullins, and Carter Maynard starting off the second inning. Mason County 18-15 coming in. GRC 27-11. But it's 4-0 Mason County here in the second.
Sure is, man. Big four runs to start this game.
Good pitch on that outer edge.
Takes a fastball, yeah. Called strike there. Fulks, left-handed batter. Takes one that bounces away for ball one. Now, Ben Fulks, the kind of guy, leads his team in batting.
444.
You know, and they didn't get him out in the district tournament. I think he was maybe 6-for-7 or 6-for-6, but he had an 0-for game in the opening game of the region. Unusual Ben Fulks type game. This pitch hits him. On a breaking pitch, it just didn't break. And a hit by pitch will put Ben Fulks over at first base, where he's got good speed, and we'll see if the Cards, it's early in the game, don't want to run out of an inning, but I think They had two on in the first, Lynn. It didn't work right to their advantage.
And they tried to steal, got a ground ball. Took the stolen base away from McAlpin. I look for him to run. You can't change your colors right now.
No. Working from the stretch, Medford the lefty delivers. Pitch stays outside for a ball. Abe Mullins batting. What about a game Abe Mullins had in the 18-4 win over Mason County earlier in the year? He was 4-for-4 with 6 RBI.
That's pretty strong. We'll take that today.
Yeah, I would too, yeah. I think you'd get him player of the game if he could do that here. Here's a pitch, fastball in at the knees for a called strike. Yeah, I think that was a pivotal point during that season, or during this season, around that time. He put himself in the lineup, and numbers like that, he stayed there. 1-1 count, runner at first. Medford, check of the runner. Lefty pitching for Mason County. Off the plate outside, 2-1. Cards down 4-0. I don't know, 2-1's a nice hit-and-run count. Mullins not a guy that strikes out a lot.
Left-hand pitcher holding the runners just a little closer than usual, not having run on him yet.
Well, we saw him. He crossed up McAlpin a couple of times. There goes the runner. Pitch up, a good one to throw down on, but Maine's throw nowhere near in time. And the Cards get a stolen base. They got a runner at second. Now, this GRC team, they were 8-for-8 in their opening region game.
Yeah, this catcher, Nick Maines, it doesn't get rid of it real quick. He's just a younger guy, and I think they'll run on him all day.
Pitch in there for a strike. Caught the kneecap for the location that Medford wanted. Now that's going to run the count to 3-2. Full count, runner at second is Fulks. Abe Mullins batting here. Payoff pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Expanded the strike zone, and Mullins went out, tried to get it. Second punch out of the game for Medford. That just adds fuel to the Mason County confidence. They got one out here.
Carter Maynard.
Maynard settles in at the box.
295 coming in.
He's a nice hitter. Big hole left side. He shortened up on the bat, and he takes it for a ball outside. All up and down this Cardinal lineup, threats to steal. Got good speed. Got to get on base and get him over. Get him in. Runner goes.
Big lead.
And that's in there for a strike. I guess Maynard, it was almost kind of like, I don't want to waste foul. If I foul this off, he has to go back.
You want to take that one.
He knew he had.
Stole that one on Medford.
Oh, he had that one stolen, yeah. It's kind of like, if I foul it off, he's got to go back. He's already at third. Here's a 1-1. Shortens up to Bud and tried to push it to the first base side, and it goes foul. And maybe if the... You almost got to catch that ball with the bat. He tried to push it.
That's a high one. It's a tough one to bunt.
Yeah, it was. It was his riding high fastball. 1-2 count. Runner at third. One down. Cards need to get this runner in. They're not going to do it now. Backdoor breaking pitch by Medford, a dandy. So back-to-back punch-outs for this Mason County lefty. So now it's a little different. There are so many other ways you can score that runner from third with only one out, and now there's two outs. Tyler Howie comes to the plate, number 9 batter for the Cardinals with a runner at third, two down.
324, big at bat right here.
Sure is. And first pitch swinging, cuts and pops it straight back. I'm counting on you, Lynn, to tell me if that's coming right at us.
Okay.
Coming down.
I'm in the sun field.
I'm seeing it come up, too. Cards need to get this run in. This pitch way outside.
Nice
Maines
save.
Did a good job. Exactly. He saved a run there. Of course, the backstop, there's not a lot of space from home plate to the backstop. There is a pad, but most of it's brick and concrete blocks, so it will ricochet back to the catcher, back toward the playing field. You got to pick your spots. Speaking of picking the spots, a down and away fastball and a swing and a miss by Tyler Howie. Howie leads this team in stolen bases, but you got to get him on right now.
Can't steal first.
Can't do that. Medford pitching from the stretch. Mason County infield playing regular depth. Here's a ground ball to second base. Fielded cleanly, throw over in time, and Mason County retires the Cardinals. GRC goes. No runs, no hits, no errors. They left a runner on. Go to the bottom of the second. 4-0 Mason County leading GRC. Back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable health care for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care, just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Here's Maddox Campbell pitching for the Cardinals and starts things off well with a fastball right down there in the middle for a called strike.
Letter high, fastball.
Landon Silley batting. He had one of the five hits in that four-run first inning, and Campbell's curveball is down and away for a ball. Maddox Campbell on in relief of Jordan Solis, who started for GRC. Breaking pitch, changed him up just enough, and it's popped back. Maddox Campbell, a lot different look than Jordan Solis. You got a right-hander versus a left-hander. You got a tall guy versus a more compact pitcher. Man, I don't know where that missed, but evidently it was high.
It was upstairs. He's in tight strike zone. He's calling them both ways.
Yeah, it is. It's consistent. It comes across where it says Royals. You'd like to get that one. Now, that's a fastball, very high, and it's a full count. Trying to get this leadoff batter. Maddox Campbell's worked to a full count. He pitches, and hot smash off the glove of Abe Mullins. That's going to roll into center field, and on for the second time is Landon Silley, and he's two for two.
That ball was smoked right at the third baseman with a diving, overspin on it, and tough play to...
Yeah, Mullins
got a good glove on it, but it was skidding away from him all the time. And
even went to his knees trying to dive to get it.
Yep. Silley can hit.
Yeah, now Mullins comes in at third base. He's in on the grass. Spicer holding the runner. Big lead at first. Big lead. Pitching is Campbell, and he did a good job to get that strike. Now he's ahead in the count. So much of this is count. You get down in the count, you don't get a call, you know, here or there, and full count. Good hitters like Silley, like you said, Lynn, they're going to hit that.
Right.
You're going to bring something straight to them in the 3-2 count.
Unless your head makes the pitchers so much better.
So much better, yeah. And you got to be able to throw those secondary pitches for strikes. No secret there, and especially from the stretch. And here he goes. Curveball and a nice curveball, and it's bunted foul. No ball, two strike count. Mason County's still playing for some insurance runs here early in the ballgame. They got to fight. Second baseman's their number three hitter. And got him willing to push a bunt to move a runner. Campbell check of the runner. Over at first, leaning that way. Now he goes. Pitch is high. Gaines doesn't have an opportunity to throw. He did well to pull that one down. It was that high. Gaines at 6'2 with about an 8-foot reach.
Right.
That tells you how high that pitch was.
No chance.
So it's a 1-2 count. You didn't want to throw him a cookie with two strikes, but... Here we go. Fight batting with a runner at second. Nobody out. Mason batting here in the second. Fly ball. Lifted into left. Maynard coming on. Loses his cap. Makes the catch. For the first out. And Cards really starving for some good things to happen. When you're seeing routine fly balls, you know, and they're making the catch. That's the highlight point. You know they're wanting something to happen. They're down 4-0. Mason County came out. They broke out their hitting sticks. One down, runner at second. Campbell pitching from the stretch to Hornsh, and pickoff back to second in their silly. Campbell pitching. Good pitch there.
Yep. Overhand curve caught that outside corner.
Yeah, it didn't try to overthrow it, so it had a little more tail to it. Sometimes you can overthrow that curve, mm-hmm. and it won't break. It'll flatten out. Maddox Campbell bluffing a couple of times at second to Skilly, but he's still got a sizable lead. Campbell pitching, check swing, little soft liner. Howie's got it. So Campbell fooled him. Pitch that was tailing away and a little check swing, soft liner, and there's two down and a runner at second. Nathan Biscotti, third baseman for the Royals, steps in. Now GRC with the infield going back with two down. Playing a little deeper.
Biscotti had the fifth hit.
Here's a ground ball to short. Takes a bad hop. Abram Howard got it and threw him out. This dirt infield, not as smooth as the carpet at GRC, but smooth was Abe Howard's throw over to first and play on that. So
nice
in the inning,
yeah, hop.
The Cards able to get it out of that one. Mason County, no runs in the inning, but they lead 4-0. You're listening to 10th Region Baseball Semifinal Action. Back in 1 minute right here on WWKY.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
So low, you can't hear me.
Cardinals come up here as GRC needs something to happen. They have been shut out in the first two innings. They left three runners on, but they are looking for their first hit, and they're going to start it off with the top of the order, Lynn.
Cam McAlvin leads off the third inning.
Leading off the top of the third inning.
McAlpin, Gaze, and Howard do up, and hopefully more for the Cardinals, who trail 4-0 here on top of the third. Cam wearing number 2 today instead of 11 in his gray uniform.
Takes a breaking pitch, left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. That one down and away for a ball.
Started the game with a walk. We left stranded at second.
Here's Medford's pitch. Little tight slider. It's down and away for a ball. And Coach Brooks down at third base telling Cam, we need you on. No doubt about that. This pitch stays wide as well, and Medford
worked a 3-0.
Yeah, McAlpin's the kind of guy, he doesn't mind to hit deep in the count or look at some pitches. And there's a get-me-over-fastball that Medford put a little, pretty good little pop to, and it's in there for a strike.
Caught that inside corner.
Yeah, McAlpin's trying to crowd the plate. He's as far back in the box as it, the line will let him, and he lifts one up. Pop up into center field, hanging there for a long time, coming in and making the catch is Butler for the first out. Got to hit him on the ground, guys.
Yep.
Got to hit him on the ground. So J.P. Gaines will come up. Gaines grounded out to second, his first time up. Steps in there and takes a pitch up and away for ball one. Cards yet to get a hit. Medford shutting them out so far. That might be the first hit. Hit well into center field. They're not going to get it. Butler chases it all the way to the fence. Gaines rounds first. Chugs in at second. Fired up. He's saying, let's get the line going.
That's the way to bring out of it, JP.
So Gaines put a charge in it.
In the gap.
So
center fielder gave it a chase, but couldn't get it.
So I like that. Stayed right on it.
Yep.
Hands out there and drove it into the longest part of the ballpark. Abram Howard up. Howard walked his first time up, left stranded at first in the first. He takes a curveball outside for a ball. These right-handed batters, Lynn, you got to watch that backdoor cut.
Mm-hmm.
That backdoor cutter, that backdoor curveball, can't give up on it.
Take something off of it and get some good break on it.
Yeah, you can't give up on it. You think right. It's outside.
Exactly.
Going to third on the run is Gaines, and he's in there standing. So J.P. Gaines, not your average catcher. He's not a guy that lumbers around. He's an athletic guy. He played on that state championship basketball team and region teams, and nice player. Here's pitch down and in. They say that's in for a strike. Abram Howard, a guy that's very stoic. You never see him question a call or get too excited or get too low. He's just very stoic. 2-1, good hitter's count here. Gaines at third. Medford pitching. Howard took a big hack at it, and he fouled it out. Played out of play down the right field side. A lot of red and blue in here, Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
Red for the Cardinals, blue for the Royals. 2-2 count to Abram Howard. Gaines at third, one out. Need to get this one in. Anything but a pop-up or a strikeout. And this changeup way off the plate. And that's going to run it full. Caden Spicer on deck.
He had some full counts, but he's been successful in effort.
Yes, he has. Medford pitching from the stretch, delivers. Howard trying to go the right side. Medford throwing it away. He's trying to hit away.
Yep. Good defensive swing, too. Couldn't take that pitch. Had to do something with it.
Well, you got that right. With two strikes and a runner at third, and you've already left three runners on in the game, you don't want to be caught looking. You're exactly right. And here's one, a fly ball to center field. That's going to be deep enough to score Gaines. Camping under it, Butler makes the catch as a bird flies right by him. And Gaines comes in for the Cardinals' first run. Yeah, Butler made that catch. And
birdie.
Sparrow or something. Right.
Almost had a birdie,
there.
Didn't he?
Hit a birdie. We're playing a little golf action here. Well, the card's on the board. So it's two outs. Bases are empty, and Caden Spicer up. Spicer kind of old school. He doesn't use batting gloves, doesn't have a sliding glove, no protective equipment on him. He's up there ready to play baseball.
Just hit it. Sit and hit it.
See it and hit it. He's heading the count 1-0, and now it's 2-0. He, like the number two batter, Gaines, a guy that they don't take a lot of pitches.
Spicer struck out in the first.
You know he wants this one back, yeah. Using that golf analogy, he wants a mulligan. Well, he just got a piece of that one.
Into the bat.
Kind of a
cue ball.
Pool shot there right off the end.
That means you're out in front of that slow one.
Right-handed batting senior, big RBI guy. He's driven in 40 this year. Ground ball in the hole. That's going to be backhanded. Long throw. Didn't get him. So the Cards get their second hit of the game, both of them coming here in the top of the third. That'll move the line, and Brady Davis will come up. Wind not blowing. It was blowing out, and I say that because Davis, at 6'2 and a senior, he's got the strength to put one out and the big swing, but this is a big ballpark. The only balls I've seen go long here have been pulled down the line, 3-15. Throw over, Spicer back. Hey, like Atlanta, everybody in the ballpark telling him get back.
Mm-hmm.
They're engaged, aren't they? Right. They are engaged.
Right at it.
They're engaged in the game. Davis waiting, takes a breaking pitch. It doesn't bite. It stays outside for ball one.
I want to shout out to my buddy Rob Pettigo, big-time listener of GRC Sports. Used to call some games with us. Stay up, Rob.
Check of the runner by the lefty Medford. There goes the runner. Howard goes, and he falls down. That's a second. Make that Spicer. That's a second runner. We saw McAlpin fall in the first inning. He lost his balance. So caught stealing. 2-4, and that's going to bring to an end the Cardinals' hopeful third inning. But in the inning, they do come up with one run on a couple of hits. No errors, nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the third. It's 4-1, Mason County leading. 10th region semifinal action. Back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Here's great news from the ALA Bottling Company. You've asked us to bring back your summertime favorites, and now we're back in Blackberry. Join the celebration, because Blackberry is back for a limited time. Get to your favorite store and stock up on your favorite ALA flavors, including Blackberry. For the taste that brings you back, remember Blackberry Ale 8. Get yours while supplies last.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Maddox Campbell stays on the hill for GRC. Big right-hander will go to work here in the third inning. He's got the 6, 7, and 8 batters to deal with. And he starts him off with a fastball, and that's going to be fouled back. The catcher, Nick Maines, up there swinging. Mason County scored 4 runs in that first inning on 5 hits. Cards were able to get a clean inning the second. Mason batting here in the third with that 4-1 lead, and it's 1-1 to Nick Maines.
5 straight hits to lead off the Royals.
Yeah, that's
first inning.
That's a tough
way to
start for yep. Jordan, yeah, senior, good guy, good player.
Just didn't have it tonight.
And they weren't C&I singles. I mean, they wouldn't fool anybody. It was tough. There's a nice fastball as Maines, the catcher, saying, I was wanting time. And he said, well.
Didn't get it.
He's now Campbell, long look in, pitching. Breaking pitch, wow. Huh.
He didn't call that low strike.
No, he did not. And Dick Maines, not a big guy. Maines about 5'7", you know, in that strike zone.
That's a tight strike zone. I saw early it was on both sides.
So Campbell didn't get the call. It runs it now 3-2. Fastball is fouled back. Gaines looking up at it near the fence. Comes back, makes a catch. That's a boss move right there. He came all the way to the fence, encircling the backstop, so he knew where he was at there, and then able to backpedal the step, makes the catch.
And invariably, that ball comes back, and that thing spins back. And JP played it well all the way.
One out. Here's Cole Manson, the DH. Reached on a fielder's choice, left stranded at first. Nice tight slider there by Maddox Campbell in for a strike. Campbell, one of these guys, he wants to work fast. He gets it. He's ready to throw it. That time he took even more off that slider. More like the curveball there. Changing speeds on his breaking pitch. It's 0-2. Dealing here, and he tried to expand the strike zone just off the plate. Cards fans.
Messer on
disdained the call on that one, yeah.
Messer on the fielder's choice in the second. On the first, right there.
Fastball down and away. 2-2 the count. 2-2 with one out, bases empty. Campbell pitching, off-speed curve, got him, called strike three. So Maddox Campbell gets his second punch out of the game, and Cards trying to work a clean inning. We haven't had a three-up, three-down by either club in this game, and the Cards looking to try to get one. Brady Medford, left-handed batting pitcher, choking up on that bat again. He's up 3 inches or so on the handle. And held up, check swing on a fastball around the chin for a chin high for ball one. Mullins in on the grass at third, guarding the line. There's a nice pitch on the inside corner, knee high for a called strike on the fastball. So Campbell trying to change the eye level up and down. Got to have a plan. Backdoor curveball. He gets strike two there.
Nice pitch.
Trying to find a rhythm. And right now with two strikes, that moves your infield back a little. With two down, the base is empty. Campbell trying to slam a door here. Chopper to short, charging. Howard took it on the short hop, throwing the dirt. Dugout. Spicer got it. Three up, three down inning for the Cardinals. They need to break out the sticks. They flashed a little leather right there. So it's a clean inning for GRC. Three up, three down. We move to the top of the fourth. GRC trailing Mason County 4-1. Back in 1 minute.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9-11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cardinals of GRC, they trail Mason County here in the 10th region tournament semifinal. It's 4-1 Mason County. GRC coming up. Lynn, who we got? Brady Davis was at the plate on the caught stealing.
And he'll be back up there. Brady Davis, Ben Folks, and Abe Mullins do up for the Cardinals. Hopefully more. Carter Mader and Tyler Howie. Want to salute Spicer for that big time dig on that last 6-3 put out. That ball was a shot, a seed over there in the dirt. He comes up with it.
Yeah, that was flashing some leather.
It was that.
Left-handed pitcher Medford goes on the fourth inning here for Mason County. As Brady Davis, right-handed batter for the Cards, takes a pitch outside for ball one. Davis was at the plate when Spicer was caught stealing, actually stumbled.
Had that base
two-thirds of the way to the bag, yeah. Davis holds up on a check swing, and Medford says, let's appeal, and it's just a matter of location. Didn't think he went, but doesn't hurt to check. 2-0 the count. Medford staying outside, and Brady Davis with a 3-0 count, and he's a guy that likes to swing the bat.
I think you got to be patient with this umpire and the big left-hander to get back in this ballgame.
Brady hit it on the nose right at the center fielder to close out the first inning, his first time up. There's a fastball, borderline pitch on the outside corner at the knees. Maines must have liked that call. Umpire gives him a playful tap, says, yep, you got a strike, but you won't get this one. That's ball four, and Brady Davis with a leadoff walk. Coach Eddie Brooks looking over there, and he held up his hands kind of like, hey, let's not, and Brady Davis not 100%, so I don't think he's a guy that they're going to be running. Who knows, though? Eddie Brooks coaching, started Frederick Douglass program back in 2018 with the Broncos. Had a winning season every year over there. This is first year with GRC. Throw over to first, Davis diving in off the lefty Medford. Ben Folks batting. the Mason County coach, Jason Butler, third year. He's got a 58-37 overall record, 3 years, two district tournaments, and a runner-up. Medford thrown over again. Davis dives back in. You and I agreed we like the MLB rule, where now if he throws over, you better get him. If you don't, you
advance that game up.
You advance him. Yeah. Here's a pitch. Line drive right at the second baseman. No trouble doubling up Brady Davis. Boy, I tell you what, everything going Mason County's way right now.
Yep.
So he hit it right on the money, but the second baseman ain't playing. Yeah. Well,
of course, he had that kind of lead. It's almost line drive to the second baseman.
It got on. It got on to the second baseman over there very, very quickly, and fight just had Brady dead in the water. So two outs for GRC, and they're going to have to rally with two as Abe Mullins swings and fouls one straight back. Mullins, one of the three strikeout victims of this lefty, Brady Medford. Medford pitching. Good pitch there at the knees. Kind of make a living pitching. You throw them there every time. On the knees and outside.
This left-hander's been around the plate.
Base is empty, two outs. Pitch to Mullins. He hits a fly ball to center, and camping under it is Butler, and he makes the out, and the Mason County fans applaud. As the cards go in order here in the top of the fourth. Score remains 4-1. Mason County leading GRC. We'll be back in 1 minute right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Mason County leading here 4-1 in 10th region semifinal action here at Bourbon County High School. The Royals come up. It'll be, here's a bunt. It's a beauty. Tyler Howley, he can't get it. So Micah Payne, the number nine batter with a bunt single, beats it out down the first baseline. I tell you what, Mason County appears to be a team of destiny. Everything they're doing is turning out bright.
Everything right. The Cardinals can't get much going. Everything they do is turn to mash.
The only thing against Mason County is they have stranded five runners in this game. They left the bases full
in the first inning.
So they've stranded four runners.
Is that their sixth hit?
Sure is.
Yep.
Top of the order, here's Cannon Butler. Takes one high and tight for a ball.
Single scored in the first, struck out in the second.
Payne with a short lead at first, not much of a lead. Campbell up high for a ball, and he's behind in the count 2-0. Maddox Campbell pitching, needs a strike and gets one there.
Butler's in at third, middle infield double play depth.
Yeah, Butler, he's 1-for-2, singled and scored the first run, back in that four-run first, and he struck out swinging, ending the first. He checked swing, and he went right there, and Butler says he tried to implore the umpire not to call it a strike, but he went.
Yep.
2-2 the count. No way. One on, nobody out. 2-2 count. Campbell taking a time on the mound. He's a rhythm pitcher right now, slowing it down a little. Breaking pitch, got him. Swing and a miss on a curveball that dived down and away. Second time that Butler, back-to-back times, he's been out on strike swinging. Landon Seeley comes up. Seeley 2-for-2. Yep. Drove in a run, scored a run, stole a base. Nice
good
player.
Right
here. Yeah, nice player.
He's a pitcher recorded.
He played, he played on the Royals basketball team, too. First pitch is down away for a ball. Campbell throwing here. This one upstairs for ball two. One out, one on. Mason leading 4-1. Could have been even more. They left them loaded in the first. Here's a breaking pitch. It's down and away. It's ball three. And watch, got to watch Maddox Campbell. You do have to pause at the belt. Now he's pausing, taking a while. Pitching, squaring to bunt. It's a four-pitch walk. Didn't need that, but it's issued. Seeley with a four-pitch base on ball. Now runners at first and second with one out. And you got the heart of the order coming up, Lynn. Three and four batters.
Yep. Fighting horse. 404-326. Fight. He hit a triple there in the first.
He did. Takes a strike there. Campbell needed to get one, and he does.
Flew out to left field in the second inning.
1-for-2. Extra base hit. His triple. He's driven in a run and scored a run. Wind blowing out now, picking up a little bit. Campbell, check of the runners. Pitching, bounced it up there. Gaines keeps it in front of him, and runners do not advance. Saved his team a base there.
First base coach giving a little encouragement.
Yeah.
Little do better speech. I'm pleased with it.
Gaines blocked it and saved the advance of the runner, but Payne's it was going down the third base line, wasn't it?
Yep.
1-1 count, one out, two on. Campbell steps off the pitching rubber. As this ballpark and stadium goes quiet.
Yeah, ground ball will need it here for the Cards.
See if GRC can get out of it. Throw over to first with a runner at second. Not the most typical pickoff move.
Pretty good move, though.
Say it was. Sometimes it works.
Yeah, see, Spicer. Playing behind him, they put a play on there.
Spicer trying to slide in behind Seeley. Off-speed pitch, changeup stayed high. Came in high and stayed high. 2-1. Don't know if you want to miss upstairs to fight. He's shown that he's got some power. Campbell delivering, and that hit him.
Yep.
So that's going to load the bases. So what started with a bunt single, then he got a strikeout, a four-pitch walk, and now he's hit a batter, he being Maddox Campbell, and the bases are loaded with one out. Coach Brooks talking to the umpire, and right now the Cardinal team huddling up on the mound as Coach Brooks has got to make a call here. Defensively, I think GRC's got to probably come in all the way around the infield.
I would think, yep.
Yeah, you can't, but they're not. They're going to play medium depth. Now Tyler Howie's coming in. Abe Howard comes
in. Yeah, they're in now.
So Horsch is batting. Horsch, he's 1-for-2. And this makes him a better hitter whenever you move him in.
Absolutely.
Pitching and a fastball up high. There's nowhere to put him.
Maddox getting a little loose with his pitching. Everything's staying upstairs.
Got to throw strikes. He's working quickly. Still fastball up high. 4-1, Mason County leading. One out, the bases loaded, threatening here. Campbell working from the windup. Pop up. If it's foul ball, it's not an infield fly rule, and somebody's got to cover home. Wow. Gaines had...
JP got back there.
Gone down the line, and that's a pop-up and foul ground and a big out there.
All right.
Couldn't call infield fly rule because it was in foul ground. Actually, Tyler Howie ran in to cover.
Yeah, I was just saying,
home plate. Yeah.
Second baseman saw nobody covering. He comes running in, and JP gets back.
Biscotti with a check swing on a Campbell curveball, and he couldn't hold up, and it's strike one. So Maddox Campbell trying to, whatever your luck charm is, rabbit's foot, four-leaf clover, whatever, he's trying to get out of the second jam. There's a line drive up the middle. That's going to score one. Silly rounds third. He comes in, and a two-out, two RBI single on an 0-1 count that undressed Maddox Campbell as it went right back up the middle at him. So two more runs. Mason County got that run back that GRC scored and added one to it.
Big hit there, but for Biscotti.
Yeah, with. Huge. I mean, it just seems like everything's going their way right now.
No question about it.
In the field and at the plate.
Team of destiny.
Pitch up high for a ball. Maine's the seventh guy to reach or come to the plate here in this fourth inning. Campbell to the belt. Runners at first and second. Needeth an out. Fastball outside corner for a called strike. Campbell looking in. Maine's the batter. Breaking pitch. Thought about it. Checked up. 2-1. Got a good hitter's count here with two outs. Maines is 0-2 in this game. Check swing as Campbell ran it up and in, and that's going to even the count at 2-2. 6-1, Royals leading the Cardinals. Mason County, the home team, batting here in the bottom of the fourth. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. So Maddox Campbell strikes out two in the inning. But Mason County, they come up, they add on two more runs in the inning. Two runs on a hit, no errors, they left two on. It's now 6-1, Mason County leading. Cards coming to bat, top of the five, top of the fifth, coming up, back in 1 minute.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
For a limited time, enjoy a tasty bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, a savory sausage McMuffin, a sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for $1.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating a customer right whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Joel Bennett here, Lynn Midden with me, 6-1. Mason County leading GRC as the Cards come to bat in the top of the fifth. Some champions of the regions already crowned. McCracken over Paducah Tillman in the first region. Hopkinsville over University Heights in the second. Owensboro Catholic beat Muhlenberg County in the third. Fourth region, Russell County. Three out of the last 4 years. The Lakers have been there. They pounded Warren East. Fifth region, LaRue County over Washington County. Those teams with 500 records, they played 15 innings, Lynn. 15 innings. LaRue won, and they turned a triple play with no outs. There you go. With nobody out. Here's a fly ball, diving play, and it's caught. That's the kind of day that it's been for Mason County.
Yep.
It looked like that GRC was going to get Carter Maynard on with a fly ball hugging the line down the left field side, and a nice catch out there in left. Wow. So one pitch and one out. Medford works to Howie, and Tyler Howie fouls this one straight back.
Micah Payne with a diving catch in left field. Looked like double all the way, and he makes a diving catch. Like you say, it's been that kind of day for GRC.
Howie grounded out to second to close out the second, and he bounces one here, and that's going to be the umpire. See if it's fair or foul. They're going to say fair ball. Two hopper in the first baseman just right there stepping on the bag. So three pitches and two outs. That's efficient.
Three unassisted.
So the Cardinals, they've seen three pitches and they've got two outs. That kind of day for Mason County. It's been working for them. Cam McAlpin bats here as the lefty Medford facing the lefty McAlpin throws that one to the backstop for ball one.
Brady Medford does not look like a 5.2 ERA this afternoon.
Well, he's been effective as McAlpin pulls this one foul. The Cardinals, when you look at what they've done, there's only been, other than that chopper that we just had, two ground balls. They're outs, and they've not been striking out. They struck out three times, but, hitting balls up in the air. There's a strike in there to McAlpin. Now it's 1-2 to the Cardinals center fielder. Yeah, Medford has been prone to walk as many as the innings he's pitched, but he's been around the plate today. Yeah, he came in here, pitched 32 innings, and had walked 32, struck out 35. But he's spinning a gem here now. And McAlpin hits this one, and that's a single into right field. So a two-out single for Cam McAlpin, and he's on at first.
He did a two-out rally here for the Cards.
In a big way.
Try to get back in this thing, trailing 61.
In a mighty big way. Yep. They need a... Well, J.P. Gaines coming up. Gaines, he has scored the Cardinals' lone run in the ball game by hitting a stand-up double. He was able to score eventually on a sack fly. Cardinals with their one run in the third. Pickoff attempt, McAlpin back. Mason County scored four runs in the first on five hits. They left the bases loaded. Back-to-back shutout innings, and then they put two on in the fourth. Cards with only one run. It came in the third. Beautiful day. Temperature here in the mid-70s. Wind has laid down. It was blowing out. Runner goes. McAlpin and throw down to second. He's in there standing.
Big jump.
Card stole eight bases in their opening win. And the game plan was to get them on and run them here.
Mm-hmm. Left-hander has been pretty effective in holding the first. Had no chance when the runner's going to third.
And we got a...
And the only one that's thrown out, it fell down, so...
Got a momentary delay. Umpire retrieving a ball. Now we get back to action. 0-1 count, two outs, runner at second. J.P. Gaines at the plate. I like the man at the plate to drive him in if he can. Change up, stays outside.
Even the count, 1-1. They may pitch around him.
Well, Gaines has been swinging a hot bat. He drove in two runs in the region opening game with two hits. He scored the only run here for the Cards. And he hacks away at this one and fouls it straight back.
Out in front of those.
Yeah. You foul them straight back. You're right on it. You just couldn't center it. But Medford, a guy, again, pitched 32 innings. He's walked 32 batters.
Not that hard to throw a real
no.
Either. Where do we go?
Late
70s?
Yeah, he might be in the mid-70s. Mm-hmm. He's not a... And Gaines yanks this one foul down the third baseline.
Got it on the ground again, just... outside the foul line.
He's really turning on that one. But Medford's been around the plate. His postseason performance here. He's a, what they call him, crafty lefties. He's a, you never see a crafty righty, but a,
all the lefties are crafty.
Yeah.
Or a lot of them.
And you know, and you can call a lefty a soft tosser, soft tossing lefty, or you know, it's not a backhanded compliment. You know, right. You call a right-hander a soft tosser, it's kind of like, what do you mean, man? I can dial it up with anyone.
There you go.
But these lefties, they get a little break. Well, it's a 1-2 count to Gaines. Runner at second. Cardinals need to push this one in desperately. Running out of outs. That's what you're thinking if you're Medford and Mason County. I need outs. You know, and he fouls this one. Gaines swinging out of his shoes right there, and fouled it off the mask of Maines. And umpire walking around, giving Maines time to gather himself. Just do you brush the plate off.
Yeah.
Give them time, and now there's no dirt, but they've got some kind of rubber pellets there. Here's a pitch from Medford. Line drive, base hit. That's going to bounce in front of the center fielder. Throw all the way through. Gaines wisely stays at first, and the Cards get a two out. RBI single off the senior catcher, J.P. Daines.
All right,
with a hit.
J.P.
So Gaines has driven in one. He scored one. And he's out at first base. Cards trying to go with two outs. Medford had things going. He'd thrown three pitches and he had two outs. More than efficient. But right now the Cardinals with a two-out run-scoring single from Gaines. Abram Howard up. Howard has walked, hit a sack fly, drove in Gaines. Pitch is outside for a ball. 6-2, Mason County leading. GRC batting top of the fifth. Check of the runner at Gaines. He's holding. Pitch bounces in there. Maines blocks it. 2-0 to Abram Howard.
Howard here.
Howard busted out of that slump. I think
he'll send him.
I think Howard's the kind of guy, he'll put the bat on the ball, but you got a 2-0 count, so good time to run if Gaines is going to do it. He's diving back as Medford and Mason County's Coach Butler thinking the same thing.
Left-hander, not a real crafty move. You read it pretty quickly.
You got to see if that, you got to watch that foot, that front foot, that right foot. If it's going toward the plate. And it does, and he gets a backdoor curveball in there for a strike. I don't know if Abram Howard will see a better pitch than that one there. It just tailed right into him. Howard busted out of a slump. He had gone 0-for-13 with a couple of walks and came into the region game and had a couple of hits and a couple of RBIs. He's played a slick short. We need him to hit here. Gaines running. Ground ball to short. Shortstop fields it. He's going to throw it all the way over and get Abram Howard to retire the Cards in the inning. GRC comes up in the inning. Couple of hits, they score a run. No errors, they left a runner on. And it's 6-2, Mason County leading. 10th region baseball tournament action right here on WWKY will return in 1 minute.
May is National Stroke Awareness Month. Clark Regional Medical Center reminds you to look for signs of stroke. And remember, be fast. Balance loss, eyesight changes, face drooping, arm weakness, and speech difficulty. Equal time to call 911. Clark Regional is a member of the University of Kentucky Stroke Care Network and accredited as a primary stroke center by the Joint Commission. Choose a hospital you can trust. Choose well. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Bottom of the fifth coming up for the Royals, and they lead 6-2 over GRC, and a fastball in there for a strike. as Maddox Campbell stays on the mound for GRC. Cole Messer, Brady Medford, and Micah Payne batting, and now Campbell ahead in the count 0-2.
Nice hook there.
Yeah, he's wanting to work fast, but now he's slowing it down a little, and he likes a little quicker rhythm. Mm-hmm. 0-2, can't come too fat, and he throws a curveball that caught the plate. And it's singled into the hole, and Cole Messer gets things started off with a leadoff single for Mason County. Too good a pitch on 0-2, and going out to talk to his junior right-hander, his head coach Eddie Brooks, and bringing in his Cardinal team. With this brief visit, we're going to have a pitching change. Looks like Lachlan Hansel will come on and pitch for GRC, right-handed senior. Maddox Campbell gets a round of applause as he worked out of a couple of jams for GRC. So Lachlan Hansel, the right-handed senior, comes on to pitch for the Cardinals here in the fifth inning. We'll take a one-minute break when we come back. Lynn will tell you all about Hansel's numbers when we return. More after this one-minute break.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
Creating lasting customer relationships is at the heart of Traditional Bank. Every day we get to serve our friends and neighbors, support new home ownership, help businesses grow, and invest in the communities we serve. Nothing means more to us than helping a customer reach a financial milestone or seeing a satisfied smile in the teller line. Thank you for allowing us to do what we love each and every day. Trust, tradition, together. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cardinals going with their third pitcher of the game, Lachlan Hansel, a tall right hand senior for GRC. He's been a solid pitcher, Lynn. What we got on the numbers?
Number 42 has pitched 43 and a third innings, giving up 27 hits, 23 runs, 20 earned runs, 32 bases on balls, 70 strikeouts, 6-3 record, and 2 saves, 3.23 ERA.
Well, he's a power pitcher, and the Cards are going to need some power right now. Stop this Mason County team. They lead 6-2, and Hansel's first pitch down away, but I think he stabbed at it for a strike, and catcher J.P. Gaines says check down third, and they're not going to say that he went. So Brady Manford got away with it. He squared the bunt and tried to follow it to the dirt with a bad handle out there, with a bad hit out there, and he got a break. Here comes Tyler Howie and Abe Mullins running in, and Hansel's going to step off the pitching rubber.
Second baseman charging on that bunt attempt. That's a little bit unusual. First baseman playing back, covering the runner.
Lefty batting Medford, and Hansel stood straight up. He just, kind of a waste pitch there. He just stood up and threw that one outside, not near the plate. Abe Mullins creeping in at third base. He's in on the grass. Spicer holding the runner at first, swing and a miss. That's 2-1 to Brady Medford. Hansel working from the stretch. He toes a rubber on the third base side. Little unusual for a right-hander. He's throwing across his body that way, but that's what he likes.
Yeah, that's his style. Big, tall.
Here's
right-hander.
A bunt attempt, and he missed it. Evens the count at 2-2. Nobody out and a runner at first. Hansel, the third pitcher. Maddox Campbell.
I thought that was three.
Third pitcher. No, he didn't. He didn't call that a strike on that first bunt attempt. He really went after it, but the appeal didn't even get it. Hansel steps off, but Minson got on with a single, and they've got a pinch runner over there.
Bluford.
for the DH. And he took strike three all the way. So Medford just took the bat off like he was wanting to call for time or either square up or go up the handle to bunt again. But with two strikes, a bunt seemed unlikely. So I don't know if he was trying to call time or what, but Hansel just threw a seed right in there for a strike. One out, one on. Micah Payne coming up. Payne singled and scored his last time up. He hits a line drive into right field. That got down for a hit. Over to cut it off is Fultz. And that will hold the pinch runner at second. So Payne delivering at the number nine spot.
Yes, yeah, that's two hits for him.
After he
bunt single and
flied out, yeah, he's come in.
Bottom of the order.
So two on and one out. Mason County leading 6-2. The Royals got to like where they're at. I mean, you know.
No question.
Four-run lead and things are going their way and their pitcher's throwing a gem. Cards trying to turn the fortune here if they can. Hansel pitching. Fastball ran it in on the fist and the leadoff batter Butler fouls it back off. Butler singled and scored the game's first run. He's went down swinging his last two plate appearances. Cards need one of those right here with one out and two on. Outside corner, and the umpire says it's down and away.
Locking and wanted that one a little wide.
1-1 count, one out, two on. Bottom of the fifth, Mason County batting with a four-run lead. Swing and a miss. Hansel brought that fastball. It was at the knees. Gaines going out there to talk to Hansel, and the coach is telling Butler to go up on the bat. Hansel
called him out there, so he wants to make sure he gets the pitch he wants.
Big hole at short with Abram Howard holding the pinch runner on. Breaking pitch, stayed high. Hansel not throwing quite over the top as I've seen him throw before. That delivery, not straight over the top. Fakes a pickoff attempt. Well, the ballpark's kind of quiet. Boy, it was loud and chattery here in the first four innings.
Yeah, especially on the Clark side.
Yeah. So here's Hansel with a 2-2 and reaching for it. Butler just fouled off ball three. And that holds the count at two balls and two strikes.
Defensive swing there.
Yeah. Yeah, he swung at ball three. But when you got two strikes on you, big, big played at bat right here. Big hole, shortstop side. Hansel pitching. Breaking pitch, bounces up there, and that's going to run the count full.
Nice stop by J.P. Gaines.
So here's a leadoff batter, Butler. And if you're Lachlan Hansel, do you throw him your secondary pitch? You need to throw it for a strike if you do. He comes with a fastball, and Butler just got a piece of it. GRC coming in, one of the top RPI rankings, a 27-win team, but they trail here. Hansel pitching, fastball way upstairs. And again, the bases are full for Mason County. So the Royals with the bases full, they have left six runners on in this game. Cards trying to get out of it here with minimal damage, because with one out and the bases loaded, you can almost think you might surrender one. But like I mentioned in that LaRue County-Washington County game, 15-inning region final, a triple play occurred with no, a triple play.
Landon Silly up 2-for-2 in a walk.
So we need outs here. Good hitter for Mason. He swings over top of a Lachlan Hansel curveball.
Infield in on the grass, trying to cut off this run.
And that makes Silly even a better batter. You pull him in. Yeah, curveball there, fouled straight back.
I think he's going to see a lot of those.
I thought he was coming in.
Yeah, he was. Good old fence.
Chain link, 11 and a half gauge. There you go.
There you go.
6-2, Mason County leading, one out, bases full. They're threatening here. Hansel down and away with a curveball, didn't miss by much.
Good pitch.
That evens the count at 2-2. Seeley, right-handed batter. He's a good player.
Yep. Might be their best hitter.
He scored a couple of runs in this one. Strike three. Got him on the outside corner.
Big out.
Big out. Lachlan Hansel gets the strikeout. So he's punched out two looking here in this inning. And he's one out away from getting out of this jam, but he's far from it's far from over. Because you've got a guy, yeah, Fites hit a triple and driven in a run. He's been on two of the three times.
404 hitter. Their leading hitter actually coming in. Philly 387.
Nice tight slider there by Hansel. Caught the inside corner for a strike.
Trying to get in a rhythm.
Lachlan, he's working from the windup with the bases loaded. There's two outs. Kicks and deals. Changeup, swing and a miss.
Good break on that one.
It was. He changed speeds on his curveball. Choking up on the bat now is Fite, and he's going to step out. Hansel toes the rubber. 0-2 count. Don't come too fat here with an 0-2 count. He's going to be protecting. Got him swinging. Lachlan Hansel comes in and strikes out the side with the sacks full.
Big.
Big pitching there by the senior right-hander. It's still 6-2 in favor of Mason County as we move in to the sixth inning of play. Cards got to go. They're down by four. We'll be back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Cards will bat here in the top of the sixth. Semifinal action. Game coming up behind us. Campbell County and Bourbon County. A lot of regions have already been settled. Left-hander Medford still out there pitching, and fastball just upstairs. And again, that's a good pitch, but it's a ball.
Cardinal dugout fired up, trying to get something going here in the sixth.
Well, if they got a rally cap, they better put it on. Yep. There's a breaking pitch in there for a strike. It's evens the count at 1-1. Lexington Catholic out of the 11th, awaiting the winner of this region for the opening round of the state tournament. Pitch bounces up there, and it's 2-1. We saw that Lexington Catholic team, Lynn.
Beat them twice.
Beat them twice this year. Scott Downs, former major leaguer.
Yep.
Louisville, St. X product.
I was hoping to see him for the third time.
There's a charge hit in one to left. Spicer got a hold of it. Gone. Home run.
There we go.
It's a solo shot, but at this point, a run's a run. Well, he put some energy into the Cardinal fans, who now stand and applaud.
A jack for Caden Spicer. Gets this Cardinal team fired up.
So the Cards get a little closer. They've cut the lead. It's now 6-3. And another guy with home run pop, Brady Davis up. Davis, a Louisville signee. A Louisville recruit. Is that right, Lynn?
Yes.
So he's got Cardinal gear. Maybe he'll get some more Cardinal gear.
There you go.
0-1 the count to Brady Davis. Medford spins one up there. Didn't have much bite on that breaking pitch, and it stays outside at 1-1. 6-3. Medford, the lefty, pitching. Davis swings over top of it. Good change up there. Just kind of died on him.
Yeah, out in front of it.
Cardinals have scored single runs in the third, the fifth, and now here in the sixth. Davis swings over top of another pitch. Medford just showed him back-to-back. Downward sinkers. It's a good pitch for that lefty.
Yeah, a little change. It's got a little bite on it, a little action.
Need to get Fulks going. He was hitless the other night, and so far in this game, he's hitless. He takes a strike right here. Fulks, one of two left-handed batters in the Cardinal lineup, facing this lefty Medford, who's spinning a gem for his Mason County team. That breaking pitch just tailed out of the zone. It's 1-1. One out, nobody on. Cards have scored once here on the Spicer solo shot. Fulks hammers this one foul, wide of first. Nice big cut on that one. One-two count to Ben Fulks as Medford pitches, and he swings at a changeup and misses.
That changeup's been effective all day. Cards way out in front of that one. Ben Fulks down on strikes.
Medford records his fifth strikeout of the game. He's kind of just scattered them in the order of the game, but back-to-back punch-outs here after giving the solo shot up, and that's got to make Coach Butler feel better. Seeing his guy bounce back. Abe Mullins in at the plate. Mullins wants time. He steps out. Mullins went down swinging in the second. He flied out to center to close out the fourth. He bats here with the bases empty and two out. And he just barely got a piece of this one.
Again, out in front. A lot of the pop-ups have been out in front of and the change-up been effective for Medford here this afternoon.
So the Cards need to go on two here as they're running out of outs and innings. Medford pitching. Here's a chopper at third, and it got by the third baseman. Into left field. Big wide turn. Mullins goes back to first. Third baseman there for the Royals tried a backhand on a two-hopper pretty hot to him. How are you scoring on that one, Lee?
I'll give him a hit. Bad hop over his glove.
So Abe Mullins on with a two-out single on a hot smash that was to the third base side of the bag. Maynard grounds one to short. They're going to go the long way and throw it over and just got Maynard by half a step. Slick play over there as Maynard grounds out to end the inning. GRC scores a run on a big solo shot by Caden Spicer, but they leave a runner on.
Silly's got an arm over there at shortstop, and he guns him down.
6-3, GRC trailing. Bottom of six coming up. Mason County with the lead. We'll return in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
At People's Exchange Bank, opening a new account just got easier. You need banking that aligns with your lifestyle, your financial needs, and your goals for the future. With their simple online application, you can open an account from anywhere. Visit pebank.com to get started today. Existing People's Exchange customers can use the mobile app or online portal to open additional accounts. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner.
Lachlan Hansel, the third pitcher for GRC, he's going to take the mound here. Close the book on Maddox Campbell, went 4 2/3 innings, struck out four, gave up three hits, two runs, both of them earned. One hopper to Lachlan Hansel, one pitch and one out as he retires the cleanup batter, Cole Horsch. Back on that note of Maddox Campbell, he came in a couple of times, Lenny. Bases loaded, jams. 4 2/3 inning. 2 runs, both earned. Gave up 3 hits, struck out 4, walked 1, and hit 1.
Not a bad effort.
No, he did what he could.
Yeah, he did. Put the fire out there with that bases loaded in the first inning was huge.
Oh, it could have been worse than 4 runs. Yeah, they got 5 straight hits.
What's the holdup?
I don't know. Maybe that bird's come back that we saw in center field. I don't know.
Flying the drone. It needs to come down, please. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
What was that?
Flying a drone.
Okay.
You know what that is, Lynn?
Yeah.
We had them around. They were toys when we were kids, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't even spell drone back then.
Toy planes then.
Yeah. Okay. A little bit of everything. One out. Bases empty. Hansel pitching, fastball strike at the knees to Biscotti. Biscotti, the third baseman for Mason County. He's 2 for 3, couple of singles. He drove in 2. Takes a pitch down away for a ball. Talking about driving in 2. Boy, that fourth inning. 2-out single, and he drove in 2. Man, those add-on runs mean a lot. Here's a high chopper, got by the mound, charging Howard. Throwing in the dirt. Spicer has to go. Stretch out. Yeah, Biscotti beat it out. But a good effort by Spicer, who's flashed some leather over there. And
another good dig.
Abram Howard. He had to wait for it to come down, that high chopper. Once it got back past the mound, it was going to be a foot race.
Mm-hmm. Good play, both ends.
So an infield single, the third of the game for Biscotti. Here's Lachlan Hansel with one on and one out. Pitching, fastball, line drive, clean single, center field. Biscotti holds it second as McAlpin returns the ball in. And after getting one pitch and a one hopper back to the mound, Hansel's been touched here for back-to-back singles. And Mason County was a 6-3 lead. They're wanting more.
Trying to play add-on.
Cole Messer at the plate. Right-handed batter. Big guy. Waiting. Hansel pitching. Fastball tied him up. Check swing. Strike swinging. Couldn't hold up.
Right on the fist. Good pitch.
1 for 3 is Messer. Been on twice. Reached on a fielder's choice. Tight slider. Got it in there for a strike. 0-2 count with 2 on and 1 out. See if he can expand the strike zone. Gaines setting up, wanting to frame a pitch. Hansel missed his spot, but he missed well. He missed up. Don't miss over the plate.
Yep.
Not on 0-2. Gaines set up outside, but he missed upstairs. 1-2 count, 2 on, 1 out. Mason leading and threatening here. Oh, Gaines trying to frame it and bring it back, but it's a ball called outside. 2-2 count. George Rogers Clark with a 19-4 record against Mason County going back to 2002. But they trail here in the biggest game of the season, 6-3. Hansel pitching, swing and a miss. Got him on a strikeout. So Hansel's come on, and
Clark had to pull one out against Mason 2 years ago. I don't know if you remember it. We did the game. In the last inning, Clark scores 2 runs on a wild pitch and stealing third.
Yeah.
And the winning run comes in the seventh inning. So Mason wants revenge for that.
Lachlan Hansel starts off Medford, who's the lefty batting. He's staying in the game. He's batting here, and he takes a strike. Hansel faked a throw, runs him back.
Medford onto a base on balls, granted out the shortstop, and struck out looking.
Lachlan Hansel pitching, swing and a miss. He's got Medford 0-2. can't afford to give up any more runs than they have. It's 6-3 in favor of Mason County. Hansel pitching just off the plate and up for ball one. 1-2 count to the left-handed batting Medford. Two down, two on. Big pitch here. Bottom of the sixth for Mason County. Breaking pitch and didn't get it. Tried a backdoor cutter and didn't get the call. And it's 2-2 the count now.
That one looked awful good.
Trying to bring it in. Catcher J.P. Gaines, fair-minded guy, thought he had it.
I thought it was over the plate myself.
Deuce is wild. Two ball, two strikes, two outs. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Hansel with a punch out to end the Mason County threat. But in the inning, Royals failed to score. They picked up a couple of hits. They left two more stranded. This is going to be it. Cards coming up in the seventh. Trailing by three. Need to get it going. We'll be back 1 minute right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Versatility. The Massey Ferguson GC 1700 series tractor is built with the same rugged versatility Massey Ferguson designs into their entire lineup. It's ready to tackle lawns, gardens, anything else that comes your way. Small tractor, big versatility. The Massey Ferguson GC 1700 series is born to farm. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling on the Winchester Road today for your Massey Ferguson or contact MontgomeryTractorSales.com.
Well, this is it for the Cardinals. They need to score three to play on. And line score through six complete in the game. Six runs for Mason County, 11 hits. No errors. They have left 11 on. The Cardinals, they've got three runs in the ball game. GRC, three runs on six hits. They committed one error. GRC, they have left six on.
Tyler Howie, top of the order, Cam McAlpin, J.P. Gibbons, and so on. Hopefully, Abram Hired and Caden Spicer are in.
Howie takes the first pitch for a ball, and the urgency being sensed by the fans. And Medford right now starting off with two balls and no strikes. He came into this inning throwing 100 pitches exactly. He's working here. Howie brings the bat back on a curve ball that comes in for a strike, and it's 2-1. So the Cardinals' leading base stealer on the season leads things off, but you got to get him on. There's a line drive, sinking liner in the left field. That's going to get down for a hit. And a good start for the Cardinals' seventh as Howie gets the leadoff single. Right now, Coach Butler, he's calling time, and he's got the clipboard, and he's going to go out there and talk to his team. He may be thinking, time for a pitching change. I don't know. He's walking out there. We've got a break in the action. GRC trailing 6-3. Batting here in the top of the seventh. We'll step aside. 30-second break back after this brief message.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Well, Brady Medford leaves the ballgame, and the left-hander for Mason County, the left-handed sophomore, he spun a gem. He played the pitch well. He scattered the hits, and he gives way to a right-hander that's coming in here, Roscoe Feit. He'll be the pitcher coming in, 5'11 and a half inch tall junior. Lynn's got some numbers on him.
13 games. He's pitched 47 and a third innings, 37 hits, 29 runs, 21 earned runs, 18 bases on balls, 55 strikeouts, a 4-1 record with one save, and a 3.11 ERA. Trying to close it out. The Cards are glad to see Medford gone. See if they can do some damage to his fight.
Medford scattered six hits.
Yeah, he pitched
struck out five. Yeah, he did. Well, both these teams had their chances early. It's just Mason County made more of the opportunities.
Hey, I'm glad to see a right-hander.
Pitch is in there, and the runner goes, throw down, and Tyler Howley leads his team in stolen bases. He goes in head first with a slide there. Nobody out. McAlpin batting, single scored his last time up. Pitch upstairs for a ball. Cardinal fans trying to implore their team to come on hard. Sidearm curve goes in there for a strike. Nice pitch by Feit. 2-1 the count. Good hitter's count for McAlpin. Big hole left side. But he's a pull hit kind of guy. Fouled that one back. The Feit fastball. The winner plays in the championship tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Cards trying to extend this one to get to that one. Mason with a 6-3 lead. McAlpin undercut it, fouled it over near the dugout and makes a catch. He had an uppercut and he just popped it up, and the Cards have one out. J.P. Gaines comes up. Gaines is, he's 2-for-3 in this ball game. Scored a run, driven in one, stolen a base. He'll bat here with one out and a runner at second. Runner going. Curveball outside the strike zone and taking third base without a throw on a stolen base. Tyler Howie. Gaines, a senior catcher. Swing and a miss. Good heat on that fastball.
Gas on that one.
Yeah, Gaines right there with him. Just came up dry.
Make the Cardinals like season fastballs.
There's a curveball that's out of the strike zone. I think you got to watch Feit. Of course, we're getting him late in the game, but holding the ball up near. The curveball, he's held his glove up higher. The fastball, he keeps it there where the Royals are at. And that fastball's down and away.
Having trouble getting his breaking ball over, too.
And when he comes set, if it's low, it's usually a fastball. And it was a fastball, and that's in for a strike, and it's 3-2. He got the benefit of a call there, and J.P. Gaines now with a full count, 3-2. One out and a runner at third. Cards need runs. They're batting here, last chance in the seventh. Breaking pitch, pop foul, back out of play.
Another full count.
Howie at third base. Take that lead and foul ground. Walk down the line. Do not get doubled up. Your run's important. Fastball down and away. Maybe the tight slider. He didn't get the call there, and Gaines, with a discerning eye, able to take it.
That was off the plate. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Runners on the corners now for the Cardinals. One out. Tying run, Abram Howard coming to the plate. Right now, Coach Brooks calling time as he's going to speak to his base runners. As we've got a break in the action. Again, Cardinals trailing Mason County 6-3. Coach Brooks calling time here.
Coming up next, Bourbon County versus Campbell. Bourbon gets here on a 1-0 win last night over Bracken County. Campbell, an easy win over Nicholas County, 11-0. Campbell Bourbon in the second game here.
You know, I stayed and I came back and watched those games yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'll say this for Nicholas County. They got overpowered in that ball game, but their community comes to support their team. I tell you, they're proud of that community.
Charlie Wine coaches that team. He played on summer ball with my son Ryan.
Yeah,
and he's a good kid, good coach.
Oh yeah, and I mean everybody's wearing Blue Jackets gear.
Right.
I mean they're proud of that team. They're proud of that community. And they showed up. You know, 370 or 500 kids or something in that school, but boy, they got good pride and they show and support it. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside. Runner goes. Gaines will take second on the pass ball. Runners at second, third. Abram Howard batting here with one out. Little soft liner to second. Nobody can move up. Anything but a pop-up or a strikeout would have gotten a run. But a soft liner out.
Need a hit right there.
So now, Caden Spicer, last time he was up, he parked one out there in the bus parking lot. Hit a solo homer, his last at bat. He represents the tying run here with the Cardinal season on the line.
Once they're walking. Now, first base open.
They're pitching to him, and he pops it up. Going out is a shortstop, calling for it. Skilly, got it. Mason County wins. They defeat GRC. The Cardinals had a 19-4 record against Mason County going back almost to Y2K. But they come up short here.
Mason advances.
Mason County, they win in a final 6-3. So the Cardinals season comes to a screeching halt. The four-run first inning proved to be pivotal, as Mason County put up enough runs in that first to win this ball game, as GRC tried to fight back, but they came up a few runs short. Lynn Midden and I will take a break. When we come back, we'll have game scoring, stats, and summary. All that right here on WWKY. Back in a minute.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
It's Furniture World Superstore's incredible Memorial Day sale with low, low holiday prices. Buy a leather reclining sofa with power headrest, just $11.99. Get the matching love seat free, plus half off select items. Living rooms and dining sets, half off. Bedrooms and mattresses, half off. Plus up to 60 months financing. The Memorial Day sale on now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
Tenth regional tournament team. I know who my votes would be. Caden Spicer gets one of the all tournament team selections. They've got one other available. Cardinals go in the final 6-3. As Mason County wins this one.
And for GRC, Tyler Howie.
And Tyler Halley, the second selection for the all-tournament team. So the Cardinals fall in this one. They score three runs, get six hits. They committed one error, and Lynn, they left their share of runners on in this game, too. I've got down that they left five on, not as many as I thought, but that four-run first inning for Mason County just set the tone, and they had double plays that were tailor-made hit to them. They had fly balls that were going down the line that could go for a hit, but they got there and caught them. One of those things. They played good baseball, and all the baseball fate went their way.
High school baseball, you never know. You know, they run rule this team, and this team came back, beat a good Harrison County team, and had a lot of confidence coming in, and got a great pitching today from Medford. And he's a winning pitcher, improves to 4-4, and they Mason advances to the finals with a 19-13 record. Losing pitcher was Jordan Solis. He falls to 6-2, and Clark closes out the season at 27-12.
In the ballgame, in the final, the line score for Mason County, who wins 6-3. Mason County was six runs on 11 hits. They played error-free baseball. They left 11 runners on. For the Cardinals of GRC, three runs on six hits, one error committed by GRC, and the Cardinals left five runners on. Lenny, I hate this thing comes to an end. Nobody hates it worse than the GRC players and coaches and fans. I know that, but yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And
I did, too. I was hoping to play Lexington Catholic for the third time in the state tournament. We'll get over to, I don't know where it's going to be.
It's Legends Field.
Yeah, Legends, right. Get over to Legends Field and call one. I've called one Dan there once, and it's a good venue, but not this year. Uh-huh. Cards had their chances, but a team of fate – kind of a Mason County Royal team comes in at 18-15, and they advance to the finals at 19-15, and we'll play the winner of this Campbell County Bourbon County game.
Well, we've seen it happen in other regions. You mentioned Lexington Catholic. I think Frederick Douglass was the odds-on favorite to win that 11th region. It didn't happen.
Henry Clay with a good shot. Madison
right.
Central.
Right, Madison Central went out. Then, like in the 16th region, I think Rowan County may have been one of the teams. East Carter ends up winning that. Fifth region, I told you, 15-inning win by a LaRue County team, back-to-back region titles. So that's the way it goes. You know, sometimes.
I always said it at the opening, Joel, that, you know, on paper, it doesn't mean anything. You know, Clark prohibited favorite with a run rule victory over this team, and you just never know. And this Mason County team is for real.
Yeah. Last two times Clark had played Mason County, they had won surprisingly by the same score, 18-4, last two times. But of the five wins that Mason County has over GRC in the last 25 games, they've had five wins. Three of those have been in region tournament play. So the one today hurts, and credit Mason County, they won 6-3. That's going to do it. Appreciate you, Lynn.
My pleasure.
I thank all of our sponsors that jump on board. And, you know, the thing about it is it's more than retail and advertising, Lynn. These people that and businesses and individuals, they get behind the kids, they get behind the community, and they want to be a part of something big. And appreciate Gateway Radio Works, and thanks to those sponsors.
Absolutely. So go out and do business with them.
That's going to do it. Again, we got football coming up. That's right around the corner, so school's just out. But we got our next sports broadcast. We'll be having football coming your way. We
be here plan before on you
that.
Know it.
Yeah, it'll be right here. Again, for our on-site engineer and operator, Hayes McMakin of Gateway Radio Works, a guy that's a class guy committed to the communities in which his radio stations serve. He's here with us. Tim Smith, our producer, back at the station. Thank you, Tim. Tim, Mornings on Main celebrity personality. Appreciate Tim. Lynn, thank you so much, man.
Hey, I enjoyed it. Appreciate working with you.
In a game here that took right at 2 hours, an hour and 58 minutes, the Cardinals fall to Mason County here in the semifinal 6-3. Joel Bennett saying, thanks for listening. Hope you have a wonderful summer. So long.
Listening to George Rogers Clark High School Athletics on WWKY. Broadcast sponsors include Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Citizens Bank, Furniture World Superstore, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Meek Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, the Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, there's only one place to follow George Rogers Clark High School Athletics, Winchester's own WWKY.